Congresswoman Deb Haaland appeared before a confirmation hearing yesterday. If confirmed, Haaland will become the first Indigenous Secretary of the Interior. It was a major television event for many younger tribal citizens excited to watch her historic nomination unfold. Savannah Marr with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
When Deb Haaland began her opening statement, she did something unprecedented.
Guatsi hopa duhiname itzachiwitsa shuimi hanu.
And 22-year-old Christy Wildcat took notice, watching from Laramie, Wyoming.
I appreciate she did start her speech in her native language. That was just awesome to hear.
Wildcat is a citizen of the Northern Arapaho tribe. She was watching online with her 17-year-old sister, Jasmine Wildcat. They both took note of the way some senators interacted with Haaland.
They've already stereotyped her as radical.
Radical because of the policies she supports to combat climate change. They brace themselves as their own senator, Republican John Barrasso of Wyoming, begins his questions.
Yes or no answers on this, if you could. As a general matter, should the federal government continue to permit oil and gas wells in this country?
Yes, and I believe that's happening.
He's being super condescending.
I did not like any part of that. He wasn't asking the question. It was more like of an attack.
For Christy and Jasmine, this was more than usual partisan politics at a committee hearing. They recognized the dynamics from their own experience. Times they've been the only Native woman in the room.
So seeing it on like a federal level, it's mind-boggling.
Major eye roll. You're like, what's new? Even if I could get this high role, you're still going to talk down to me.
It's a dynamic they're familiar with, and they're watching to learn from Haaland, to see how she pushes back. In New Mexico, eighth graders at Albuquerque's Native American Community Academy also watched the hearing. They live in Haaland's congressional district. History teacher Nick Filippi leads a discussion about the significance of the Interior Department.
Their job is going to be maintaining that relationship between United States government and Native nations. So with that in mind, what kind of impact does this have on our communities?
I think that it's important and it's good that there's a Native American woman being heard.
13-year-old Malila Deshini is a citizen of the Navajo Nation.
I think a lot of people are very, what's that word? Biased, I think, about Natives.
Haaland, she says, is living proof that racist stereotypes are just that, stereotypes. And she said she's glad that Native people will finally have a voice in a presidential cabinet.
Because I think it's important for, like, all voices to be heard, not just one-sided stories.
As Tuesday's hearing wraps up, Christy and Jasmine Wildcat, back in Wyoming, are taking notes not just on how Haaland responds to tough questions. It's not just about pushing back, it's also about standing up. Both young women are ambitious. And for them, ambition isn't a bad word.
I realize that, you know, I can do whatever I want. Christy can do whatever she wants. You know, she can eventually be president.
It's just awesome because I can see myself in her and I'm like, okay, well, she put her mind to it. I aspire to be like that someday.
As they pursue those goals, Christy and Jasmine Wildcat say Deb Haaland gives them a real person to admire and a real path to follow. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Marr in Albuquerque.